Good Friday morning, everyone. Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus. We got a pretty packed program for you this morning, but as always, it's a good one. It's like I should just start saying, like, this is my favorite In Focus. I'll just say that every day. Every In Focus is my favorite In Focus. We're going to talk with the Riley County Senior Center representative from there. We'll also have that full interview with Congressman Roger Marshall that I recorded yesterday. We'll play that around 9:45. Definitely stay tuned for that. But right now, I'm here with Megan Dortry, the Family and Consumer Science Agent for Riley County Extension. Megan, good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, you told me it's still a little chilly outside.
It's very chilly outside.
It'll change, though. It'll change. Tomorrow looks a little better. Sunday looks really awesome. And it's good weather for walking. And we're talking about Walk Kansas.
That's right.
Tell us more.
We have our annual Walk Kansas program getting ready to launch on March 18th, and it'll go through May 12th this year. And registration for that will be open this Sunday, February 18th. So go ahead, and if you're interested after listening to a little bit more information on it, we'd encourage you to join us.
Megan, did you know, and I'm sure you know this because this is on walkkansas.org, I'm sure a website you're familiar with, but did you know that less than half of Kansas adults meet minimum recommendations for physical activity?
Yes, it's crazy that many Kansans don't get that much physical activity. It's such an important thing to incorporate in our daily lives that to think that all those health problems that we could potentially get rid of by just doing some physical activity incorporated in our daily lives, that more people would be doing it. But that's not the case.
It's not the case. So. It's an interesting point you bring up when you talk about health. Everybody at the national level, local level, state level, when we're talking about health, we're talking about health care, we're talking about all sorts of things. We're talking about the cost of health care. And one very easy way to decrease the cost of health care for everybody is if everybody just tries to do what they can to be healthier themselves, and walking and physical activity is a good way to keep you from developing any sorts of medical issues.
Right. And like I said, it is one of the most underutilized things that you can do for any diseases or chronic conditions. That physical activity incorporated with a proper diet is far better than any medication you're ever going to, not that I'm condoning not going to your doctor by any means, that's still important to do, but it's definitely a great preventative measure that you can take so that maybe down the line you won't have so many problems with your health. It's definitely a preventative measure that can be taken.
Right. Check out your doctor. And when you go to your doctor, if you've been walking around and maybe participating in Walk Kansas, the doctor can say, hey, good job. You're in good health.
Right. Exactly. And with our Walk Kansas program, this year we are going to start looking at how you have improved over your 8-week period that you'll be in Walk Kansas. So on that first week, we are going to get together and we are going to do some performance activities just to do a baseline of where you started your 8 weeks at. And then we'll do a finished one where we'll show your improvement that you've completed over the 8 weeks. So it's definitely something that you can gauge how much physical activity you've been doing and see how it has actually impacted your life.
And it looks like the Walk Kansas 5K, Fortified and Family Fun Walk will be there's May 5th, and that's the same one you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be on K-State's campus. I was actually walking around. Usually I kind of just jog around, and in this sort of weather, I just hit the treadmill at the gym and don't walk around too much outside. I
live
pretty close to City Park, so I'll walk around there. But I did switch it up earlier this week and decided to check out the old stomping grounds at K-State and walked around the campus, did a little jogging, and it is a great place to do that. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun for a lot of folks.
It is. And another thing that we've added this year is we have 3 different challenges that you can choose from to do your walks with or your physical activity, and they just are different based on how much physical activity you think you can do in a week. So our first challenge is featuring the 8 wonders of Kansas. So by the time you've finished the program, you will have gone to or walked through all the eight wonders of Kansas. And so it's just kind of giving a little spin on a different scenery, different variety of things that you can accomplish throughout this challenge. And that's about 2 to 5 hours of physical activity a week. Our second challenge is our cross-country challenge. So you'll actually walk from one corner of Kansas to the other corner of Kansas by the time the program's done. And that's for about 4 hours of physical activity a week. And then we have our third challenge that you can choose from, and it's the Little Balkans to Nicodemus. And it kind of winds you throughout some different places in Kansas. And that's for a more advanced person that's not just starting out. And that's about 6 hours of physical activity a week. So as you can see, the program ranges from if you necessarily haven't been doing as much physical activity as you'd like to a more seasoned person. So there's something for everybody.
There is something for everybody. And again, if you want a lot more information, a lot of great information on walkkansas.org has all the dates. Registration info, I believe, is through that website as well. Again, some of those health facts. For instance, another one, chronic disease, including obesity, is responsible for more than 70% of healthcare costs. And a good way to fight obesity is take advantage of stuff like this to get active, to get out there. This is the third annual Walk Kansas. How has the growth been in year three?
Honestly, it's my first year starting out.
Yes.
So I haven't actually done the program yet, but I'm hoping for a great turnout this year. We're doing some different things with it this year to encourage more participation. So one thing that we're also going to be doing is on Tuesday nights throughout all of the 8 weeks, we're going to be meeting as a group, and we're going to be doing highlighting a different form of physical activity that you can do throughout Walk Kansas. Because although the name says Walk Kansas, it is actually encouraged for all physical activity. You don't just have to walk to count your time. So throughout these classes, we'll learn different physical activities that you can do to count towards your Walk Kansas time, like yoga, strength training, stretching, all sorts of things. So, and then we'll also be doing some guided walks throughout Manhattan and other surrounding areas so that you can get to know your community a little bit better and just know some of those opportunities that are out there for you.
Again, Brady Bowman here with Megan Dortry, the Family and Consumer Science Agent for Riley County Extension. And again, you mentioned this is your first year. I think I remember when you were introduced in Riley County Commission meeting. I guess maybe just take this moment to introduce yourself to our listeners and maybe kind of your background and where you're from.
Yeah. So before I moved over to Riley County, I was over in Geary County working with the Extension office. After I got my degree at K-State, I kind of just fell in love with the community and wanted to do more with the community, and there's no better way than the Extension office. It's a great way to get out and meet your community and help your fellow community members.
They do got a good staff of people around you there.
We've got a great staff.
Tell John Joe I said hi when you get back. This is Megan Dortry, Family and Consumer Science Agent. Anything else before we go?
I think that's it. As far as Walk Kansas, if you have any further questions, feel free to call our office or email anything. We'll get your questions answered for you.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for coming in. When we come back on the other side of the break, Melissa Colby, Program Coordinator with Riley County Senior Center. More in Focus coming up.